from KQED.
Well, spring officially arrived this week, and with it a reminder that the rainy season, such as it was, is quickly coming to an end. And rain, or the lack thereof, was the focus of a very heated congressional hearing in Fresno Wednesday. Those protesters on the steps of Fresno City Hall shouting agua, agua, agua underscored the issue being made by Republican members of the House Natural Resources Committee who arranged that meeting. And joining us now to talk about the drought and its expanding impact is KQED science editor Craig Miller. And Craig, there were a number of drought-related things that happened this week. Help us, if you would, put them in context, would you?
Scott, you know, the impacts of this drought, and we're only just seeing the start of them, can almost be divided into the predictable and the unpredictable. And the congressional hearing in the Valley that you just referred to is kind of in the predictable category. It's Valley Republicans decrying what they like to call the man-made drought or the regulatory drought, meaning that environmental regulations designed to protect the Delta and protect fish are to blame substantially for the lack of water. Here's Devin Nunes, a Republican who represents a district around Fresno.
These extremists won't uproot themselves from their comfortable homes in San Francisco and other coastal cities, but they're more than willing to use the Central Valley communities as a guinea pig to see if our lands can be restored to some mystical state of nature. You see the results of their relentless fight in the new Dust Bowl that has overtaken the valley.
So this is framing the drought as farms versus fish. It's an old drumbeat, and it's one that I think a lot of observers would say is a bit simplistic given California's complex, you know, water picture.
A very much less predictable or anticipated impact of the drought this week played out with State School Superintendent Tom Torlakson touring the Central Valley and some of the school districts there. Describe what he was there to talk about.
Yeah, so this is an example of the unpredictable, I think. Who would have thought? I mean, obviously, if you're close to the situation, you see it happening. But who would have thought that the drought would have such a direct impact on public schools, of all things? But as hundreds of thousands of acres go fallow, which will be happening this year, that means acreage not put into production, farm worker families will leave the towns where they've been.
And maybe leave California.
And maybe leave California altogether for greener pastures, so to speak. Baldomero Hernandez, he's certainly given it a lot of thought. He's superintendent of the Westside Elementary School District down there. Here's how he frames it.
Within a year or two, my school district would be closed, bottom line. With the zero allocation of water, that means next year, 80% of the workforce out there in my area is laid off. It's gone. They're going to leave.
And when they leave, that impacts the school districts directly because their state funding is tied directly to attendance.
And so what can the state, what will the state do about it?
Well, they're working on a plan right now that would allow school districts to maintain their funding at a certain level for a limited period of time, even if students leave. But it's just a temporary fix.
And Craig, something else happened this week, also unexpected and much more bipartisan and more maybe solution-oriented, you might say. Two members of Congress from California, one Democrat, John Garamendi, and a Republican, Doug LaMalfa from Redding, stood up to say that they both supported a major water project here in California, a large reservoir. What's that about?
So that's about seizing the moment. You know, you've been covering politics for a long time, so you're familiar with the time-worn adage that
let
no crisis
go unused
should
or taken
go to
advantage
waste.
Of.
Exactly, right. So this is the drought as an opportunity to revive some ideas that have been on the table, some of them for years or even decades. And so Garamendi is introducing a bill that would authorize construction of this enormous off-stream reservoir off the Sacramento River, I guess I should say, not on the Sacramento River. But if you go about halfway from Sacramento to Redding and turn left, there's a remote valley over there, which is home currently to a few ranches and a tiny little wide spot on the road hamlet called Sites, S-I-T-E-S, which they're thinking about walling off, basically, so they could pump water out of the Sacramento River when we have, say, a wet winter, filling up that valley and then pump it back into the river when we need it. So it's kind of like if the river is a freeway, this is kind of like the rest area they want to create.
Well, isn't that really out of favor with environmentalists and by extension, Democrats?
One of the reasons they like this particular project is because it is, quote, off stream. In other words, there's no need to dam a current waterway, which has huge environmental implications. It may be safe to say that'll never happen again in California. So this is like one of the few alternatives that may actually be workable, but it's hugely expensive.
How expensive?
Well, an estimate back in 2007, that's how long they've been studying this, actually longer, was that it would come in about $3 billion. And there's no funding in the bill.
And so where are they suggesting the funding would come from?
Possibly partly federal money and possibly partly the ultimate beneficiaries of the water would help pay for
but
it.
But a bipartisan idea nonetheless, is progress. Craig, we did get a fair amount of rain in February. So where do we stand as April approaches here?
In a deep, dry hole, Scott. In January, NOAA, the federal climate guys, declared much of California to be an exceptional drought. This is the worst drought condition that they have on their scale. And it's the first time in the history of the 15-year drought monitor tracking index that they've done. That's the first time they've ever put any part of California in that. About a quarter of the state is in that category right now, and 90% of the state is in at least severe drought or worse.
So the time for denial or hope for a miraculous deluge is pretty much over?
Is over. That's right. We're looking at a long, dry summer ahead.
All right. KQED Science Editor Craig Miller. Craig, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Scott.